This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. In the studio with me, Mark David Ashworth. I've played his music on the program before. It's music I simply stumbled upon on the internet and was very glad to find it. He's based in San Francisco, but in New York, to talk about his music and play it for us here on Spinning on Air. A lovely melding of melody, words, instrumentation, thoughtfulness, and ingenuity. Let's hear from Mark David Ashworth. He's performing with Taylor Jacobs, guitar, and Crystal Fulbright, who will sing back up. The first song is Silver and Gold.
Down from your bulldozers, the mines will exploit themselves, they will spit. Hey, worthless shine. This hole last. The world fits so neatly upon our backs, but oh sir, no sir, today we will decline, and it will be fine. We'll be fine. Now what will we eat? That the feast of stone and iron is complete, we will eat silver.
Silver and Gold, a song by Mark David Ashworth, performed here in the WNYC studio. Mark singing and playing the charango, and Taylor Jacobs playing electric guitar. The charango, a South American instrument, and you've spent some time south of the border, Mark.
Yeah,
right?
I studied in Mexico City for a while.
Studied what?
It's Spanish. Mm-hmm. And then at a later point, I traveled around for a bit and spent about a month in Peru just kind of living and recording in hotel rooms. And that's where I actually bought the charango there and wrote the song there. So it has it's very attached to a time and a place for me.
Uh-huh. Your charango is made of wood, but is this the instrument that's sometimes made with an armadillo shell?
That's absolutely correct. This is sort of a unique one. It's a heavier wood than most of the charangos and has kind of a darker tonality to it. Mm. But I bought it at the workshop where it was made, and I saw it and was just like, I don't know.
It's beautiful, and it sounds great, too.
Yeah, I've been carrying it around I duct tape it to my guitar so they let me carry it on.
Yeah, it's small.
Yeah.
And where did you grow up?
In Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and son of a choir director, so I've been doing music since a pretty young age, I guess. And my dad was a minister, so I kind of have the church background, you might say.
And music inextricably connected to the church?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we used to just draw on our bulletins all during the sermon, but then we'd get excited when the hymns came around.
Uh-huh. Were you part of a large family?
I have two older brothers. Uh-huh. I'm definitely the baby of the bunch.
And when did you think of writing your own songs?
I guess when I was 13, it was kind of one of those things where I was really into kind of the things that were popular at the time, really emotive kind of music, like Counting Crows. When I was 13, it was the most important thing to me in the world. And so I guess maybe that's slightly embarrassing to say on the air, but no. And so then my parents got divorced, and I had all this kind of, you know, teenage stuff that I had to get out, so I started writing songs because of that. And then it just has sort of developed over the years. I got a four track at some point, and that was a very influential development, I would say.
Your album, which I got to know, which is called Bright is the Ring of Words, is a beautifully orchestrated album. Things are kind of pared down here, but I think listeners can tell even from what you just played, just two players, but there was a sense of orchestration and how it was all put together. And on the album, there's everything from strings to kettle drums and more. And you'll be playing piano as well as guitar in the course of this set. So lots of colors in the music, lots of feelings in the music as well. And I'd like to hear another song.
All right.
For this one, you will be playing acoustic guitar.
That's right.
Taylor Jacobs, again, playing electric guitar. And Crystal Fulbright, will you sing on this one? A little bit. She says, okay. It's called Keeping Things Whole, and it does appear on Mark's latest album, Bright is the Ring of Words. We'll hear an in-studio performance on Spinning on Air.
Sometimes it's not okay to break things in two by giving them names. Keep it whole, brother. Oh, of a room full of people. And at the bus stop, oh yeah, the absence of bus stop. Keep it over. Oh, I'm moving along. Oh, brother, brother, brother. We will pay the road for this emptiness, and then pinch the cheeks of the fat face of the evening.
I like pinching the face of the... What is it? Pinching the cheeks of the fat face of the evening.
Face of the evening. Yeah, most of the song lyrically is actually a take on a Mark Strand poem that I kind of like repurposed to my own.
By taking phrases and rearranging them, or
well, the line from the Mark Strand poem is, "In a field, I am the absence of field." And so I take that in at the bus stop on the absence of bus stop. I just kind of wanted to make it more mundane or something. Mm-hmm. And the title of the poem is actually Keeping Things Whole as well. I'm glad that I got a chance to credit it, because sometimes I feel like...
And you have the phrase sort of advising the idea not to break things in two by giving them names.
Yeah.
An interesting idea, because then you have the thing and the name of the thing. Is that so?
Something like that. I'd have to think about it for a second. You sing the lyrics often enough, and it's just like muscle memory or something.
Right.
Every once in a while, you'll have the experience where like it suddenly comes to light in the middle of a song what you're actually singing about, you know. Uh-huh. But I guess I haven't thought about this one in the future.
Do you work on and polish these words? Do you try to make them come spontaneously? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, it's definitely a combination of both. More likely now, I've been writing the words first and then working on the music later. I think about a few years ago, I started reading poetry more regularly than I used to, and it actually has been somewhat detrimental to my writing process.
Why?
Well, because I think I felt like I used to have this kind of more organic sense of words and music going together, and like kind of a more natural phrasing. Hmm. And now I kind of feel like I'm grafting poetry onto music.
Hmm.
Somewhat intentionally. I mean, I started setting poetry to music a few years ago, like William Carlos Williams poems or Mary Oliver poems, which we'll play later.
Hmm. And it's a Robert Louis Stevenson poem that serves as the text for your title song from the album, Bright as the Ring of Words.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was thinking, there are not a lot of people who are reading Robert Louis Stevenson's poetry these days, I would think. So it's a little obscure in this day and age.
It's actually, when I was in high school, I sang a Ralph Vaughan Williams setting of the same text.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I hadn't heard it in about a decade, but I remembered the text, and so I looked it up, and I like wrote new music for the same text.
Mm-hmm.
I later went back and listened to the Ralph Vaughan Williams and decided it was different enough to put my own name on it, you know. So.
And are you you're aware, you've experienced the history of art song and Lieder, you know about Schubert and people like Ned Roram, and
I've been very into Winterweiss these days. Yeah, that is a killer. One thing that I really enjoy is Peter Lieberson Neruda songs. He just, which with Lorraine Hunt Lieberson singing, is really extraordinary. Yeah,
that's with an orchestra.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really moving music. But actually, though, what really got me into setting poetry to music was not anything in English. It was that I got really into sort of Spanish and Latin American songwriters of the 60s, people like Jean-Manuel Serrat and Adolfo Celdrán is kind of a more obscure Spanish singer-songwriter, Pablo Milanés, Silvio Rodriguez, all those guys were, I think poetry and music and the Spanish language is are sort of more closely intertwined than they are in English.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems more reasonable in Spanish to make sort of pop songs out of high class poetry. I don't know how you'd say
that. Yeah, it's an interesting challenge, one that you're meeting in interesting ways. I'm speaking with Mark David Ashworth. Let's hear another song. Do It Anyway. That's the title.
You ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay.
I will be the apple in your grubby fingers that you eat alone. That you eat alone. And all other things you have done. Will have any meaning until you do them in the dark, until you do them in the dark. And the ground it shone like glass, and the streetlights lost their spark. Feeling pretty nice, but the sun made no remark. Know how the moths will appear on your cold gray matter when you listen to the sound of my mind numbing voice. And there's no reason we should ever trust each other, but we do it anyway. But we do it anyway. Persist until this day. All the patterns all are smeared. Bunch of tunnels painted gray. Yeah, we do it anyway.
It anyway. That's Mark David Ashworth performing here in the WNYC studio with guitarist Taylor Jacobs, electric guitarist Taylor Jacobs, because Mark was playing guitar too, and Crystal Fulbright singing along. I'm David Garland, and George Wellington is our engineer, and we will have more with Mark David Ashworth in just a moment here on 93.9 FM WNYC and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland in the studio with Mark David Ashworth. Please don't confuse him with the last musician who was in here, David Thomas Broughton. Two different triple-named performers, each with David in the name, but they're very different, even though they're both equally interesting. Mark David Ashworth is the guest tonight, and he's going to perform Something We Can Hold in Our Hands. David Ashworth performing Something We Can Hold in Our Hands, together with Taylor Jacobs and Crystal Fulbright. Who is the we who is singing that song? Do you have a clear idea?
Yeah, it would be the friars who were exploring the Caribbean coast of Mexico in the 16th century. I was reading a book about that at the time. So.
And you studied anthropology, is that correct?
I did. I studied anthropology with minors in Spanish and Latin American studies. I like to, I think that shows sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a song is an interesting thing. You can base it on something so specific and choose to share that specificity of history or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes sort of universal, or at least a puzzle to figure out if you don't know the specifics. Do you like that interplay in a song with it's just like poetry. There's that which is understood and that which is mysterious.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that, I guess that's how any metaphor works or any kind of figurative language, is that it says something specific, but the true meaning is kind of like masked by what it actually says or something.
Mm-hmm. Does that help you find the things you need to say?
Yeah, I think so. I've been on this, I don't know. I think the way my mind is dealing with language right now is, I've kind of decided that the purpose of poetry is to expose gaps in the language, to like expose.
You mean expose the language's inadequacy?
Or? Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Which, I don't know if my music does that particularly well, but to say something that you don't mean to like say the thing that you mean. Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm explaining myself. Kind of been over my head over here.
Let's listen to some of your recorded music, because I do want people to know this this aspect of the sound of the music. From the album Bright is the Ring of Words, we're going to hear something called Clean Slate. How did the music come together in this form?
Oh, well, someone who I should mention who I wish he could have been here today is the person who plays bass in our group in San Francisco and did many of the arrangements on the album, Tristan Arnold. And he was teaching, he was conducting choir and orchestra at a middle school while we were recording. And so we had kind of access to their facilities, and we recorded the string quartet there, and we recorded the timpanis and mm-hmm. in this middle school orchestra. And yeah, he's been extremely instrumental to this album in particular.
Do you enjoy notating music?
I try my hand at it, but I'm kind of an ignoramus in that regard, honestly. Like I have people who are better at music than me who I play with. And that's mm-hmm. kind of
that's a smart way to work it out. So let's hear Clean Slate from Mark David Ashworth's album Bright is the Ring of Words.
clean slate in spite of all this passing time. Keeps pace with all I create and dodges it just fine.
Clean Slate by Mark David Ashworth. We heard it from his album Bright as the Ring of Words. And the whole album is nicely put together like that, full of instrumental color and variety and intensity and delicacy. And it's very nicely done. And Mark is here in the WNYC studio with his friends Taylor Jacobs and Crystal Fulbright performing some of his songs in this kind of stripped-down instrumentation. And we're going to hear next a song that brings you to the piano, Mark, My Good Friend from Virginia. What is there anything we should know about this?
Yeah, that the lyrics are by my good friend Martin Crane, who plays in a group called Brazos. And we have a really good correspondence. Like whenever I write a song and record it, I'll send it to him. I don't know, it's like letter writing or something.
Nice.
But he sent me this what I thought was a poem. And so I was like, oh, this is great. Like, he didn't even send me a song. He just sent me this poem. I'm going to set it to music. And then later I found out that it actually was a song and he had his own music too.
But, oh, really?
So there's another version of this floating out there somewhere, but this okay. is what I came up with.
All right.
One, two, three, four. Must find his lamb while walking through the hill, but my good friend from Virginia will never know how to kill. So he stays with them and he makes his friends and he contemplates the rock. And Lord knows he's got what he wants.
My Good Friend from Virginia by Mark David Ashworth. performed here in the WNYC studio on Spinning on Air. We're going to have another song, Entering the Kingdom. This song brings Mark back to the guitar. He was playing piano before. This one is not on your most recent album. Is it an older song?
This is actually very new, new. It's the setting of a Mary Oliver poem from 12 Moons, her collection.
I don't know her. What sort of poet is she?
I wouldn't know how to classify her in school or anything, but her most famous book is a book called American Primitive that's, I don't know, really zen and a lot of nature. It's kind of like reading Robert Frost or something like that, but it has a different sort of complexity to it. I always feel like I don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about poetry. So,
Is Mary Oliver the one who's written about writing a fair
yes,
amount?
Yes, yeah. She has a great book on writing rhymed verse that is an interesting read for anyone who writes lyrics for sure.
She the one who tells you to make an appointment with your muse? Maybe so.
Yeah,
I seem to remember that. Well, let's encounter the muse in this song, Entering the Kingdom.
One, two, three, four.
Their glossy necks in the tallest branches of green trees. I'm possibly dangerous. I am entering the kingdom. The dream of my life is to lie down by a slow river and stare the light in the trees, entering the kingdom.
Entering the Kingdom, performed in the WNYC studio by Mark David Ashworth, who sang and played the acoustic guitar, Taylor Jacobs, who played electric guitar, and Crystal Fulbright, who sang along with Mark. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. George Wellington is our recording engineer, and we will have more with Mark David Ashworth in just a moment. Here on 93.9 FM, WNYC and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. With me in the WNYC studio is songwriter Mark David Ashworth, visiting New York from San Francisco, where he makes his home these days. Mark, is songwriting something you do every day or nearly every day?
I wish. Songs and potential songs are something that I think about pretty constantly. But to actually like have sort of a breakthrough where I'll sit down and start writing doesn't happen all that frequently.
Hmm. When you're thinking about a song, what is it that you might be thinking?
Well, usually it'll be something pretty intricately related to my life, like something that's been going on in my relationships or in my life in general or in my surroundings in the city that I'm in or things that I'm studying, things that I'm reading. But some image has to kind of pop out at me. And usually if I just have like one image that begins a song, then I'll be able to kind of work from there and find the building blocks to put it all together.
Interesting. So it's more likely to be an image than a chord progression, say, or something musical.
Yeah, I think so generally. Well, I mean, I'll fool around at home with music by itself, but usually music that I start writing without lyrics will stay instrumental.
Hmm.
They usually kind of have to come together or else they just never meet. You know?
Uh-huh. This next song is called Dirt. Is it old, new? What's the story behind Dirt?
Yeah, this is from our first album, which was what I recorded mostly in a hotel in Mexico City. And then I brought it back to Austin, where I was sort of based at the time, and finished up the parts there.
What is the title of that album, and when did it come out?
Viceroy. I think it came out in 07. I think that's right. And, it was my first album that I put together, and it was a very strange time for me. I was sort of in self-imposed exile, you know, and I just had been tired of being in Austin. I'd finished college, but didn't, you know, the story of every person at that age. The same story of my life currently, actually. but anyway, I went to Mexico City, and it's sort of a loose concept album about personal distance and Spanish colonialism.
All right. So which is addressed in this song? Or is it?
This is definitely a personal distance, but it includes the directions to my room at the time, which are actually correct directions, but I don't say which metro stop to get off, of course.
All right, a bit of autobiography.
Thank you.
take the stairs up to the fourth floor. Mine's the first door on your left. But if I'm no.
Makes me think of an old Beach Boys song. Is it called Busy Doing Nothing?
I think that's a great song.
In which he gives directions to his home.
Yeah, that's true. And he talks about he looks for his friend's number and he can't find it. So he gets out a pen and he writes a letter to his friend.
Right, right.
Such a great song. It, actually, that is kind of taken from, there's a Café Tacuba song which has, it's like, si vienes en metro, toma el colectivo que te lleva al cruce con el camión. It's the same idea. But in Spanish.
With directions to a place. It'd be funny to do a program of
directional films. Yeah. Stand in the place where you were.
Mark David Ashworth is performing his music here in the WNYC studio. And maybe now might be a nice time, if you feel you can do it, to perform the title song from the album, Bright is the Ring of Words. And as we mentioned before, this sets a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, one which I think any songwriter can identify with. It's about the difficulty of being heard and being remembered, and what is the spirit of the song, and do you lose it when you sing it, and can it be kept?
Very eloquently put.
Very nice. Mark David Ashworth performing his setting of a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson. Bright is the Ring of Words, and it serves as the title track for Mark's latest album, which is on your own label?
Yeah, Autobus Records was sort of a front for several of my songwriter friends in Austin to essentially self-release our stuff. But yeah, some really good music on there, for sure.
Do you feel the album's gotten out and around sufficiently?
I've carried it outside of my house and taken it around. if that's what you're referring to, then yes.
Well, I don't know. I just mean it's especially these days, it's hard for someone to be heard. The album really caught my ear, but I don't know how many other ears it caught. I hope plenty, and maybe a few more as a result of the program.
That would certainly be nice.
We're going to have one more song. Sometimes it turns dry, the leaves fall before they're beautiful. Where did this text come from?
It's a William Carlos Williams poem, mm-hmm. Very uncharacteristic one. Huh. But the most recent album, Bright as Ring of Words, there's a narrative to it that perhaps is only important to the person trying to put it together.
Oh, but tell me about it. I'm interested.
Came out of sort of a long series of conversations with a good friend of mine about sort of the end of our youths and the realization of death being a big part of that. And that was kind of the idea behind the album. Originally, I had it structured to where, like, there's a youth side and there's a death side of the album, but I eventually decided that that was the second half was a little bleak when you had it that way. So,
so you mixed youth and death up in a nice 50-50
yeah,
mixture.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It made a little more sense that way. So, but so I was constantly thinking about this and like how to write about, you know, these topics and how to make sense of these songs that I was using for the project. And I came across this poem, which was just, yeah, kind of fit it perfectly.
Sometimes it turns dry, the leaves fall before they're beautiful.
Thank you.
a setting of a William Carlos Williams poem. Sometimes it turns dry, the leaves fall before they're beautiful. Set to music by Mark David Ashworth. It was performed here in the WNYC studio, along with electric guitarist Taylor Jacobs and singer Crystal Fulbright. Mark was playing the piano and singing. And it appears on the album Bright is the Ring of Words. I'll put some links to where you can learn more and find some of these recordings by Mark David Ashworth on the page for tonight's Spinning on Air, which you will find at our website, wnyc.org. Use the show's menu to find Spinning on Air, and you will find this program and others in the archive right there. So enjoy the program. And Mark David Ashworth, thank you so much for being here from your home in San Francisco.
It has been an honor.
And Taylor and Crystal, thank you very much for your contributions. And engineer George Wellington, I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air here on WNYC.